This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine and its Western allies are engaged in fast-track talks on the possibility of arming the invaded country with long-range missiles and military aircraft. AP correspondent Sarah Naffa reports.
Mykhailo Podolyak, an advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, said Ukraine supporters in the West understand how the war is developing and know the need to supply planes capable of providing cover for armored vehicles that the United States and Germany pledged at the beginning of the month, a decision that led to criticism not only from the Kremlin, but from the Secretary General of NATO and European Union member Hungary. Western weapons have proven essential to Ukraine's defense, while stoking ever higher tensions with Moscow. Amid the news of the Western pledges of heavy tanks, Russia bombarded Ukraine with exploding drones and artillery shells. The attacks continued Saturday when Russian missiles struck the city of Kostyantynivka in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk province. The fighting has largely been deadlocked over the past months, with winter conditions slowing down ground operations and neither side reporting significant progress. I'm Sarah Naffa.
The head of German arms maker Rheinmetall has told Reuters that the company is ready to greatly boost the output of tank and artillery munitions to satisfy strong demand in Ukraine and may start producing HIMARS multiple rocket launchers in Germany. The news comes just days before Germany's defense industry bosses are scheduled to meet new defense minister Boris Pistorius for the first time, though the exact date has yet to be announced. Pistorius aims to kick off talks on how to speed up weapons procurement and boost ammunition supplies in the long term. Former Army Chief Peter Pavel won the Czech Republic's presidential election on Saturday after a campaign featuring strong backing for NATO and the European Union and support for aid to Ukraine. From